JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Fish are hot, Sanford are back.
Yeah, let's bring in the end of the week with a positive announcement from a local company. And the reason I could not talk about this, Mike, is because salmon makes a cameo entrance. And I know you have had a passing interest this week in the price of salmon.
In all honesty, if I said to you how much is salmon a kilo, hot smoked salmon, would you have said 120 odd bucks?
No, not at all. Exactly. But I went to buy some snapper the other day and it was $57.
That's what I would have thought.
If you had the skin on. Yeah. And I thought, you know, it's $44 without the skin. I went without the skin. Now I'm not going to talk about the price of salmon, but salmon does make a cameo interest. We're talking about Sanford. Half-year results released the NZX yesterday. This is an excellent half-year result, Mike. So just run through some of these numbers here. Revenue, $286 million. That was up 3.6%. But adjusted earnings, $54 million. That was up 40%. Net profit after tax, up 110%. And net debt for the company is down 25% to $165 million. What a wonderful set of numbers. There's a new CEO at Sanford, David Mair. He has come from Scalarup. You can see an almost reasonably immediate impact on the company. You can see improved efficiency. There's cost-cutting exercise going, cost-out exercise. He brings a reasonably analytical and we think a reasonably returns-focused management style to this business. Now, this is where the salmon comes in, Mike, because the results are flattered a little bit because they pulled forward some of the salmon harvesting. Now, part of that was to do with trying to get it out there before to get the export stuff out there before the tariffs kicked in. The flip side of this is that the second half could be a little bit softer, but margins generally looking better, strong cash flow, CapEx is well managed. The CEO is looking closely at debt. The goal is to get that, if they can, down to zero. Dividend has been trimmed a bit to sort of support that. Company's on a bit of a turnaround, Mike, but if you're a shareholder, you'll be very happy. 4.5-year high for the share price. Late last year, the share price under $4. It's now $5.12. Good news.
Yep, to celebrate, Big Dave's on the show in about 15 minutes.
Wonderful.
We can explain this, can't we? Dairy's up, coffee's up, and we know why, therefore, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, there's look here, we're talking about that these are staying on the price of food. These were the selected price indexes released yesterday. Now, there are a number of issues, I think, when we talk about this data. So it's a massive dump of data that feeds into the CPI. CPI is only released quarterly. This data covers about half of what's in the CPI. For the first time yesterday, Mike, it did include also electricity and gas. So that will be closely followed and I think commented on as that data builds out. Electricity prices in April jumped by about $10 a month across the country because the price rises on 1 April. That's to do with the network charges. For the record, a monthly lift of 2.3% for electricity and 1.1% for gas, but that's very early days for that data. Yeah, the big talking point was food price, Mike. Food group lifted 0.8% for the month and is now at 3.7% on an annual basis. And yes, there are some reasonably well-known culprits in there, but if you actually look across it, Mike, 3.6% rise annually for meat, poultry and fish. Grocery food is up 5.2%. Non-alcoholic beverages, 6.8%. So there are signs of a little bit of pressure. I'm not quite sure why. And we have got these specific issues, as you talked about, there's dairy and there's and there's coffee. But overall, the selected price index were a little surprising, a little surprising to the upside. And the economists out there, they crunch the numbers and they try and estimate overall inflation. They're sort of getting, they think it's running, it's sort of currently running about 0.8, 0.9 for the quarter. So that's higher than the current levels. Yeah. There is the potential, Mike, for inflation to push into the high twos. That's probably a little bit higher than you wanted, but yeah, you've got 65% lift in butter in there and instant coffee up 21%.
Isn't that the story of the week? Instant coffee, 821, 100 grams. Work that out on a price for a bag of beans. Bag of beans, fresh coffee is cheaper than instant coffee. How the hell's that work?
Crazy, absolutely crazy. And quite frankly, I prefer the real stuff. But
couldn't agree
just
more.
Me.
But you've got to put the skin back on the fish. What are the numbers?
All right. It's hard to cook, too. The Dow Jones. Dow Jones up 136 points overnight, 42,186. That's 0.3%. The S&P 500 also up 0.3%. 5910, the mark there. And the NASDAQ over 19,000, 19,090. It's actually down 57 points as we're looking at the moment. FTSE 100, 8633, up just over 0.5%. The Nikkei lost about 1% yesterday, 37,755. Shanghai Composite down 0.68%, 3380. The Aussies yesterday gained 18 points. The ASX 200, 8297 the close. The NZX 50 had a good day, up 101 points, getting ever closer towards the 13,000 level, 12,880. One Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets will buy you 0.5869 US, 0.9167 Aussie, 0.5252 euro, 0.4416 pounds, 85.53 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $3,222. And
oil's down. Iran, yep. It's down. Yeah. Tell me.
Yep. $64.
Okay.
Just a bit over.
Have a good weekend. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.